Audio Branding Congress 2011, and with me today I have Award Case presenter Michael Boumendil from 6ème Zone, and he is what they call the pioneer or Napoleon of the audio branding world, especially in France. And tell me a little bit about yourself, your company, and what you're doing here today.
I founded 6ème Zone almost 18 years ago, and we're a little bit more than 20 employees. People at 6ème Zone. We're only doing audio branding. Only we're sticking.
What does that mean? You're only doing audio branding.
It means, for example, that if it's just music production, we do not do this. We refuse it. We try to explain, but we used to say that we're working for clients that have something at stake, that is strategy, identity, and sound. It means that our job is to think about what we're doing, try to deliver a real added value only by thinking, then delivering added value by creating, and also delivering added value by implementing. In my opinion, that's part of the definition of audio branding.
I was listening to your case while you're presenting, and you mentioned, and I want you to go into the case a little bit, you mentioned that originally when the client came to you, you refused to take the job. Tell me a little bit about that and what makes your case special, why you chose this one to present.
It has to be clear that producing music or executing music is a good business, but it's not our business. At the very beginning, the client thought he has just a problem of one music on his own whole message. So he wanted me to help change the music. I thought that it was not a question of music. I thought that, for example, on whole music is a question of sound experience for clients. And it means that the question would be, what is the experience that my clients should go through when they are calling me? And I said no to the client, saying, I'm not the best person to help you change the music. Mm-hmm. But if you want to think about what is the best way to express your brand through mm-hmm. sound and music, what is the best way to find the vocabulary for you to be easily differentiated, and valorized, come back and we'll talk about this. So I say no for the first thing, and mm-hmm. 1 month after, came back, say, we're interesting. Okay, so let's talk about audio branding. That's the story.
Tell me why this specific case is special for you. You've worked, I'm sure, on numerous wonderful cases, but why is this one special?
I think that at 6ème Zone, we're lucky people. We are lucky enough to have very interesting project around the world. But I chose that one because it was the first time I come to the Audio Branding Congress. And this project really can change our business, mm-hmm. can change the way our skills can be understood. I think that this case is the kind of case we all should have in the business. A case where, with the confidence of the client, you can say to the client, no, I have a better idea than what you have in mind. I think that if we want to be paid, and if our job is valuable, it means that what we should deliver must go much beyond client expectation. I choose this case because we had this result. I choose also this case because in terms of evaluation, we have a case that meets not only all the technical requirements, it was very complicated for many reasons. The evaluation in terms of branding also were much beyond the expectation. I mean, it's almost the zero default, I would say in French.
Yeah.
I don't know, the flawless?
Yeah? Yes, yes.
Flawless project. So I think it was interesting for me to share this case with my fellow colleagues.
And it was with the French transport company?
Yeah, it's a French-based company, but now it's a European leading company, not only in trains, but in all what we could call the mobility involved in different kind of transports.
So this is your first time at the Audio Branding Congress. What do you think of it so far?
I think that it's not only interesting, but very important that if we are ambitious enough, we have to take time to meet, to see how we can do better, to see if some of us succeed in fields where others don't. We should help. So for me, it's an amazing thing that you organize this.
We're happy to have you, of course.
I think that we have to have more opportunity to exchange, to talk, to say, this, I need your help, this, I'm good, I succeed, I'm able to do this, I'm not able to do this. I think that all the participants, maybe before coming here, should say, this, I want my answer when I'm back. And I think maybe it will help us define more pragmatic approach. Mm-hmm. I think it's normal that at this stage, on a business where there are a lot of companies that have less than 2 years, it's not clear for them what they need. But maybe people like me that are in the business for so many years, we have the responsibility for helping them. Because the strongest we will be all together, the biggest the business will be. And we all will benefit from that.
I wish everybody would think like you. You know, so many people are so competitive, but it's so refreshing to talk to somebody who is so much experience in this field, who wants to help others. And I think that that's one of the challenges in our business. But being in the business so long, what do you think is one of the problems or one of the challenges in within the industry?
There are many. I think that, for example, at CDNSON, every year we are investing money to deliver better quality of consultancy and a better quality of creation. And when I talk to other companies, investing is something they're not used to doing. Mm-hmm. It's the first problem. The second one is that if you have no team or a very small team, what's the kind of expertise you can deliver? I'm lucky enough to have a big team. So when I have somebody working on one subject, is the good one, is really the expert, and have somebody really doing only sound planning, it's a full day job.
Yeah, pick the right people for the right jobs.
Yeah, I mean that if you want to be a good specialist, you cannot do everything. A specialist is somebody that decided to do only this.
Yes.
And if we are doing too many things for too few people, how can we call ourselves specialists, experts? That's the second problem. There are many more problems, but well, I think all problems can be solved. I think that if CGMSON is so many people, so many budgets, so many clients after almost 20 years, it means that solution exists. The question is, we have to share this. We have a bright future, but to deserve it, we're going to have to work a lot. We're going to have to invest. We're going to have to educate. And it will not happen tomorrow. It starts tomorrow, but the result may be for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years. And only the best one will survive. Not all the people I'm seeing here will survive. That's hard, kind of, it's not the wild life that it sounds like, but there are beautiful lives to get from this business.
Survival of the fittest. It's such a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much, Mikhail.
Thank you so much for organizing it. It was great.
Thank you for joining.